watch at 7:20, and that music means it's time for the swap meet. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is back in the building. Greg, of course, DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Instagram, and of course Twitter as well. He's a picker in the area, and he has been the voice of the swap meet for years here on WGN. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
There we go. I got your mic there.
Thanks for having me.
Wouldn't be a swap meet if I screwed up your mic in the first segment.
No problem.
Great to see you, buddy.
Good to be here.
We met up last week in this Cochrane show.
Yeah.
And we did a morning show, and it was so fun for the listeners to call in and text in their memorabilia, their collectibles again. It felt like we were right at home.
Yeah.
But we're going to do this on Wednesday nights.
Yep.
Get back into it.
Yep, full hour.
How was your summer?
Great. Garage sales were great.
Yeah.
Mixing some estate sales. The weather for selling at flea markets on Sunday mornings for some reason.
Every Sunday morning rain. And it affected my softball on Mondays,
yeah.
Buddy. I know.
Yeah. So other than that, it was great.
Well, it's great to have you here, and you brought stuff with you, and we're going to get to that in just a second. 312-981-7200. All right, so let's look at some of the stuff, because the first thing, it's so bright in here, but it's so great to see the Chicago Stadium poster. What is this poster?
So it's from mid-90s, I think 94, and it's basically about the Chicago Stadium. It's Remember the Roar.
And awesome.
I'm assuming 15 was Suter.
Yeah,
if I'm not
this would be what year would you say this was?
94, 95.
All right,
and
a little bit of lost years.
Yeah, and it's got the old stadium, of course.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But yeah, it's it should be a $30 or $40 poster. And as we talked about before, the posters that were promo at the games, a lot of them don't make it home because you're holding it throughout the game.
Right.
You get excited during the game; it's wrinkled. You know, you're hitting your sister or brother with it. You know. And they don't make them home, you know. So it's sometimes they can be rare. So a lot of those Bears ones, though, are kind of common, like the Junkyard Dogs or
my favorite.
Things like those are kind of common because Chevy had those at the dealership, so those stayed intact. But the ones that they gave out at the stadium or the arena were.
Oh, I remember I had a Michael Jordan poster that was, I think, from a Bulls game that I completely wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
By the time it got home, it was folded.
Oh, yeah.
In the back pocket,
I remember
creases
all
everywhere.
Those Sox posters. My grandfather took us to the games. I mean, oh, man. I don't know how they gave away Bat Day back then.
I know. Right? They don't do
like
that anymore.
Weapon.
It makes me mad that they don't do it anymore.
It was the red bats, the blue bats. Those are worth some good money.
Are they?
Yeah, if you have them in like mint condition, they're like over 100.
They've replaced bats with bobbleheads. There's bobbleheads all the time. That stuff's not worth anything.
Oh, they are.
They are.
I mean, the Ozzie Guillen 2005 World Series, that's a good one if you have that one. But a lot of the other ones, you know, like $30, $40.
Really?
But, you know,
what about the Urlacher one that was lead from McDonald's that they had to recall? Remember that?
I barely remember
they had they created these real intricate Urlacher one that bobbled, and then they had to recall them because of the paint or the style was lead.
I missed, so I'll have to check up on that.
It's worth $1,000.
Right. But I know the Aussie White Sox one is worth money.
All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get right to it. First of all, this is someone who just texted in on Wednesday as well. Okay. My granddaughter has an ear of corn. Signed by David Ross, a.k.a. Grandpa Rossi. He signed the ear of field corn as he was coming out of the cornfield at the recent celebrity softball event at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville.
Yeah, I think
he handed it to my granddaughter.
What
is that? That's
kinda
awesome.
I mean, an ear of corn, that's kind of wild. I mean, but so you have to look up what a Ross signature would go for, and then you have to figure, you know, the ear of corn and the story behind that. So I guess it would go up if he became manager, you know, it would go up in value. So hold on to it.
I think that's awesome. I just
that
love the idea.
Really that. Weird, though. Never heard of a food product being signed,
right?
You know?
Why not? All right. There's another one here I want to get to. I just got to find it, but it was, this is from 847. These are just the starting. We're getting the calls are coming in now.
Right.
When I was 10 years old, I sold 7 Beanie Babies for about $1,000.
No doubt.
To a collector in town. They were mostly error items or wrong color patterns. Exactly what you said.
Right. It's sometimes it's the spacing of the paragraph that's on the tag. It could be an exclamation point that is an extra space over that could make it worth money. But for the most part, they're really not worth, you know, that much. You really have to look for, and it's not even one ear. If you have like multiple ears, it goes up in value. If you have 4 ears or whatever, is what makes them valuable. Mm. So it takes a lot of research, and it's really a needle in a haystack.
I love
type
that
thing.
That's what makes them worthy is that they're mistakes.
Yeah, I guess that's the greatest. That does, yeah, and then, you know, sometimes you'll see one that goes for like $4,000, and we talked in the past, I believe it's money laundering, or it's not it's not a real thing.
It's not real. All right, what else you got there?
Okay, so I brought in a couple maps from 1931 and 1933.
So what kind of maps are
they're
we talking
road maps,
about?
Road maps, Illinois, or one's Illinois? Wisconsin and one's Illinois.
Ooh.
And usually with maps, it doesn't really matter the age so much. It's really what the graphic was on the map. Like this one, you know, has a little bit more detail, has a girl, has a license plate.
That's the Illinois one, right?
Yeah, this one is probably in the $25 to $30 range, but I recently have sold a map for $83 from 1933.
And then the Wisconsin one, what's it say on the front of the Wisconsin one?
Standard Oil Company.
Happy
highways are happy ways, and sometimes too the stamp of like what garage you got it from can you know increase as well. This is from Geller Garage in Ackerville, Wisconsin,
and then the Illinois one is a shell.
Yeah, another one's a shell. It's not stamped by the gas station.
Now that map, if you look at it, it's probably not going to have the expressway system. If that's the
1931 and 33, yeah, it's not going to have it. I remember looking at just 80s and 90s maps when they were extending 355. They have the dot of where they proposed to extend it. Those are always fun. I have a 1957 like Chevrolet, the manual that went in a car
for
1957.
Right.
And you would think this is quite a bit, but it's really like a $15, $20 item. And as you know, I try to bring in items that people have in their house, so they're not looking for that $4,000 Beanie Baby or the really rare toy that's worth, you know, $10,000. I try to bring in stuff that, hey, I've got that in my house, you know.
Yeah, right.
And the last thing is the Jim McMahon Rolling Stone
magazine. Oh, that's a classic.
And you would think this is like $15.30, but really
this is the one where he's got his hands up, he's kind of doing the
yeah, he's got the Rolling
glasses.
Stone headband on, you know, and this came out in March of 86, so right after the Super Bowl.
Right. When the world fell in love with Jim McMahon.
Right.
But then, again, this is the paraphernalia that comes from sports in town. You got your poster from the Chicago Stadium, but you also got your Jim McMahon and Rolling Stone. That stuff everybody's going to have somewhere in their house, right?
Yeah, a higher-priced magazine would be like the Fridge and Peyton Time magazine. Those go for $25, $30, unless you have it signed. You know, then it can go for more.
All right, so here's the deal, you guys. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Greg is here, and this is the idea that we want you to call up and give us your best brag, right? What's the best collectible memorabilia piece of, even if you know how much it's worth and you just want to brag about it, the best brag tonight is going to get you a pizza. How about that? A Lou Malnati's gift certificate, Lou Malnati's home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We'll take our first break here, and we'll come back. We've got people on the line like Bob. We got texts coming in. Stay with us, and we'll continue here on the Swap Meet on Extension 720. Stay with us. It is the Swap Meet here on Extension 720, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin, and Greg Flam is here. Greg, of course, at DuPage Picker on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and all the social media platforms.
Yep.
Find him on Friendster. He's all over the place.
I'm all over. Even on TikTok now.
Even on TikTok.
So
you have to lip sync your collectible.
Right. I have to do something funny. I haven't posted a video, but I'm on there.
You're on there. All right. So we got great texts and we got some great calls. So we're going to get right into it and see what we have to brag about Chicago. Let's start with Bob. Bob, you're on Extension 720 to Swap Me. What do you want to brag about?
Well, I've got, it's actually a collectible. My brother-in-law, he passed about 15 years ago, and he left some baseball collectibles. And the one that I'm wondering if you know what it might be worth, it's a dark brown Hillerick and Bradsby baseball bat with a colored picture of Jackie Robinson on it. Okay. And it says, Genuine Louisville Slugger. And the info on it says it's probably from like 1948 to 1950.
Wow, that's really awesome. I'm not familiar with that one, but if you want to shoot me a picture through my Facebook page, I'll be happy to research for you and get back to you. I'm trying to find it right now, but I'm not seeing it.
Okay,
so,
Bob,
that's so rare.
Your brother-in-law had it. Did he ever talk about it? Ever show it to you? Why did he leave it?
I've got it in my hand.
Yeah, but what?
I'm
what,
looking at it right now.
Did you know about the lore of this bat before you actually had it?
Well, when he had a collection of, gosh, all kinds of old hockey, baseball, golf balls, golf clubs. He had a bunch of, you know, the old wooden shaft clubs and, you know, the golf balls made out of feathers. And after he passed, his wife and kids, they ended up with jobs out in Seattle, so they moved out there. and they got rid of some of it, but the baseball bats, the hockey sticks, and all that, I've had sticking up in my basement, you know, in the rafters.
Okay, I think I found
it. For the last 10 years, and then I heard you guys coming home on the radio, and I said, well, let me call pull this thing out.
All right, okay. I like that you pulled it out for the show. I appreciate it. Bob, all right, we might have got something for you.
Yeah, is the picture have, like, a yellow background behind his face?
No, it's actually a black background and a blue hat.
Okay. Well, the other one was, like, in the $300 to $400 range. But, again, if you send me a picture, I'll narrow it down for you.
Okay. And then your Facebook again?
Just DuPage Picker anywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Oh, DuPage Picker?
DuPage Picker. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's go with Edwin. Edwin, you are on the swap meet. What do you want to brag about, Edwin?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've got Eastern Airlines, Pan American Airlines, and Braniff Airline posters, the travel posters that you never see nowadays, about 30 by 24, and they're in frames and double matted frames. What do you think
Where'd you get it?
I flew for Eastern for 25 years, right. So I had a lot of Eastern, but I just collected this all the memorabilia.
Right. Are you a pilot?
From that air. Yes.
Wow. How about that? An Eastern Airlines pilot. I'm in, man. I want to hear more about that. Forget the swap meet. Right. Edwin, it's you and me for the rest of the night.
Right.
Well, it's got quite a history. If you go online and look it up,
absolutely.
There's a lot to tell.
So they would have, where were these posters at? I mean, these were promotional posters or what?
The promotional posters that the sales departments distributed, but it's not done nowadays. They just don't have these. And these are beautiful. Well, for example, the Braniff posters. The stewardesses changed 5 or 6 uniforms in flight, and it shows sequential changing of the uniforms.
Oh, nice.
And the Pan Am destinations are Paris and Rome, and just all the different international destinations. And, of course, Pan Am's got quite a story to tell sure.
Right.
As well as Eastern.
Yeah, you would see those either in like travel agent offices or in the airport themselves at the gate. But
exactly. Yeah, mostly travel agents.
Yeah. Right, and if you have any of the Disney Eastern Airline ones, those could be a 100 to 300. I've sold the Eastern ones before. Pan Am, obviously, it's all a matter of what the subject matter is on the poster. Really, is what makes it. But in general, I would say they're even the worst subject matter would be $100 these days, and then go up from there.
What did Eastern become? What was Eastern Airlines? Did it just die off, or did it turn into TWA or something?
It ceased to exist in 91, and Frank Lorenzo was the corporate raider, took it over and literally destroyed it, took it to the ground. As a matter of fact, let's see, in Florida alone, they had 35,000 employees, more than utility companies. It's quite a story. And Frank Borman, the Apollo 8 astronaut, he became the CEO.
If
you look it up online, you'll see there's about 15 books have been written.
Yeah, right.
And nice quite story. A story to go along with it.
All right, Edwin, thank you, man.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Right on that. How about that? That's the beauty of the swap meet.
Yeah.
I want the story. An Eastern Airlines pilot calling in.
Right. I'm a poster junkie. I mean, I must have 300 posters. I probably only have about 30 listed. It just takes a while because you got to frame them, take the right pictures and everything. But I love all those travel posters. I have some from Bahamas and all over airlines. And then, of course, if you have anything with Disney on it, that always helps.
That always helps. All right, let's see. We have a poster. I wanted to find the... I think it's a General Patton, Aaron MacArthur. It's the McMahon poster where he dresses as General MacArthur saying, "I shall return." It's about 5 feet tall.
Yeah, it's about a $30 to $35 poster. The same thing with the Miami Vice
one. They did
Vice
so many
one.
Of those, right?
Yeah, those are about $35.
So good, that Miami Vice one's so good.
Yeah, that's an iconic one.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the best one? Like, is there one of the posters? That's what we got to figure out. Which novelty Bears poster is the best?
Usually,
because you got the Blues, the Black and Blues Brothers, which was the offensive line, right?
Right.
Then you had the Junkyard Dogs.
Mm-hmm. it's usually anything with Peyton or the fridge is usually pretty good. And if you have it signed, even more. Then
next time Hamp comes in here, I'm going to ask him about the Junkyard Dogs because I think he's in that one. My favorite about that poster is that there's a bunch of it's such an 80s set. Right, there's a bunch of tires And, you know, they yep. kind of recreate a junkyard around them. And then they put face paint on them. Like, they kind of like,
right.
a little bit of makeup and the weird yeah, look they have going on. That's the best, yeah. man.
I mean, I know I have that poster. I probably have 15 copies of it. You got Richard Dent in there. Rivera.
Is Hamp in that one?
Hamp's in there. I mean, it's just, that's awesome. I mean, I think even Wilbur Marshall.
Yeah, right. I
mean,
I remember Wilbur,
it's
right.
It's really like an all-star cast in there.
Nah, seriously. Next time Hamp is on.
I'll have one. I'll bring it in.
An mm-hmm. hour on that poster.
Mike Hartenstein.
right. yep. And then I have another poster. It's blue. It says Second to None, and it's all the second
oh, yeah.
stringers. You got Steve Fuller in there and things like that. It's awesome.
Is so, it a posed poster, that one, or is that
that
just
one
like,
is looks like it was posed action? Like almost in front of a green screen almost. It's really kind of generic looking.
Well, you know, if we're going to talk 85 Bears, we got to talk 90s Bulls. How about this one? 847 says, any value to those plastic, disposable, reusable, large drink cups from McDonald's from the 90s with Dennis Rodman, where his hair would change color with the temperature change
right.
of the drink and the ice?
I've sold that one a couple times, and
it's a great
you know,
cup.
It's only a 12, what? 11 or $12 cup, but it does sell pretty regularly.
It does?
Yep, I have one
does
now.
Does it still work? Is it like hypercolor?
Yeah, it's like hypercolor. It reacts to cold or hot drink. Usually cold drink, you know, obviously McDonald's. And
but
the hair
the
would change color.
Didn't the hypercolor shirt kind of wear out after a while? Don't these cups, doesn't the technology, it's
yeah,
kind of like
I think
a battery?
It depended like how much you washed it, you know, yeah. and so forth. And what temperature and everything. Yeah. I remember I got mine from Madigan's at North Riverside Mall. I got my hypercolor
oh,
shirt.
That's so great. Oh, well, now we're getting into hypercolor. This, right. this is already off the rails.
Urban,
we're talking about
urban
hypercolor.
Wear coming up.
Urban wear. Let's go to Alex. Alex is standing by. Alex, what do you want to brag about?
So I, my late grandfather mm-hmm. had sent me a few of his old boxing magazines from when Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler,
yeah.
Hector Camacho.
They're all in the magazine? What? So they're just old boxing magazines?
Yeah, he gave me a box of them in his will before he passed away.
Wow.
And it even if there's no monetary
awesome.
Value, there's still a heck of a
Gosh,
lot of
I remember,
sentimental value to them.
Absolutely. And I remember, Alex, like when you say Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard, when those guys were, all the time they were on the front page of Sports Illustrated and things like that because boxing was such a big deal. You never see the Marvin Haglers of today get as much coverage as that.
Yeah. And I have the issue of Hector Camacho when he passed away.
Oh nice.
So I always thought that was cool.
Does that have a market, Greg?
Definitely. And if they're signed, they can go for $400 to $600.
Wow, geez.
Obviously, the ones that are a good quick sell or anything with Muhammad Ali usually does well.
Right.
But yeah, boxing and now wrestling has really skyrocketed.
Really? Like yeah. any
wrestling magazines, cards, anything wrestling, huh. It just seems like it's coming into a peak right now.
Well, I'll stick with the boxing. Thanks,
yeah.
Alex.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, I would assume it's going to even get more popular because you've got all of the wrestling is moving to Fox, and there's tons of wrestling
really
promos during
right
football
now.
Games. All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff's on the line. Jeff, what do you want to brag about, Jeff?
Well, I have a 91 Bulls playoff ticket for against the Pistons in at Auburn Hills, Palace of Auburn Hills, and it's unused. I got two tickets from the guy that managed the Holiday Inn at Auburn Hills.
Of course,
and,
this one does.
So I went by myself because I wanted to see the game.
You ate a playoff ticket in 1991? That was a championship year, right?
I ate a playoff.
They won the
yeah,
championship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That was their first year.
Could you tell that the Pistons' reign was just about to end?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did great. Yeah. I had to
walked off without
the
shaking
Pistons
hands.
Fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Stubbs.
Not a stub. This is uncut.
Right, uncut. Well, I mean, it's cut, but he never used it.
Yeah, he never used
it. So
it
never got torn or whatever. Yeah, so that. Yeah, I would start an auction maybe at about $35, $40 and see how high it goes from there. But generally, they're, you know, if they are torn like you went to the game, they're like $15.
And I would say just for the for resale value, you've got to include the story of how you got it from the Holiday Inn.
Holiday
Inn. That would help, yeah.
Right.
That's probably worth the price of admission alone. All right,
there
thanks, Jeff.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right, we're off to a raging start here, Greg. We're getting some good stuff. It's hard for me to say. That's a good one.
It is.
Right? The uncut ticket, but I also like the Rodman Cups. Man,
yeah.
I wish I had a couple of Rodman Cups.
Travel poster to me is the best.
Yeah, and the travel posters, man, and from an actual pilot.
Yep.
Ah, this is good tonight. More, please. Donna's on the line. I got a ton of texts. You can get through these texts in the break, and then I'll get them queued up so we can get to them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is a swap meet. Greg Flamm can be found at DuPage Picker on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on the side of the road. He's everywhere. That's okay. Right. We'll continue with the swap meet coming up here on Extension 720. Stay with us.
It's a Sunday fun day of pro football. The NFL comes to WGN. First up, it's the Houston Texans at Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Game two, the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Jets. The NFL on WGN. All starts Sunday morning at 11:30.
So much stuff coming in here. Man, boy, oh boy, I love it. It really connects to the listeners because everybody's got something to brag about. And there are so many great things coming up, including Ron Santos autographs, more Bulls paraphernalia, but then also some interesting stuff about the history of Oak Park and much, much more. Oh, man, good stuff. 312-981-7200. Keep them coming. That pizza's still on the line, Greg. We have not made up our decision on which is the best brag tonight. We'll do that, of course, at the end of the program. So all that coming up in the second half of the swap meet right after the news here on 720 WGN. All right, we continue with the swap meet. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Instagram, also on Twitter. You can reach out to him there if you have questions. So we continue in the second half of the swap meet. We've got to stretch out like starting pitchers, you know?
Right.
When we were on Cochran Show for the last year, we were doing 15-minute segments. This is an hour. You look tired.
It's the Chapman Show, you know, just come in, throw 12 pitches. Now we're doing a...
I got to do the full thing.
Right.
You feeling good? You all right?
I'm good.
Hydrated? Ready to go?
I'm good. Let's do it. Knock them out.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what do you want to brag about, Jeff?
Yes, sir. I have two uncut tickets from the last night game at Comiskey Park.
Oh, wow. Where did you get the uncut tickets? Did you go or you didn't go?
Well, we won them in a contest, but unfortunately I had a family emergency at the last minute and could not go. Wow. Actually, we won them on WGN.
Oh, you did?
Wow. Yes, we did.
Oh, man. That's a good one. A lot of uncut tickets tonight. Does it matter to you? Does that matter to the market?
Right, uncut is definitely going to be higher than the used tickets, I would think. I see here two used tickets from the last night game, about $60. So I would guess maybe if he's got two, $100, start an auction with those.
Oh, there you go. $100 for not going to the game.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks.
I feel like I was at that game. I don't remember. It was close to the end of the... of Comiskey, and I think it was towards the end of the summer, and I can't remember, like, I was young. I would have been, this was the, what, the late 80s, 90s?
Yeah, I don't remember the last night game, but...
I caught a foul ball from Ozzie Guillen. No big deal. I don't want to make a big deal about it.
Yeah, I remember the story.
And I lost the ball. The ball's long gone.
Okay.
So, what's that? What's that worth?
You know, you got to prove it and everything, so... You know.
I was there. All right. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you want to brag about, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. It's not really a sports-related item.
No, it doesn't have to be.
But back in 1981, I was, boy, what was I, a junior in high school on a summer thing, up with some buddies, and we were, would never go to a thrift shop, but went to one of these, and I saw a painting that was roughly familiar, and it was a Marc Chagall.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't original or anything, but it was a litho, which was numbered and signed. And I knew my mother around, you know, she had some, you know, those art museum pictures of Marc Chagall.
Right, right.
You know, and granted, this is before cell phones, so I can't really take a picture of it, but
right. You could sketch it.
Right.
So I called her the next day going, the guy wants $200 for it. My mom was like, oh, it's got to be fake. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So I looked at it, and I just like, on a whim, I talked the guy down to $150, and all I right. promised I had to take, $150 back then was a little bit more money than it is now.
Yeah, right.
So I had to convince all my friends to give me all their money. Well, I did wind up buying it, and currently this is valued between $27,000
and $30,000.
What? Wow.
What?
$30,000 is pretty high.
Do you still have it?
I still have it because my mother actually gave me the money because I couldn't afford it, and she was enthralled. She loved it. Boy, I tell you, when Chagall died, I think he died in '86 or something. We wanted to sell it, but you know what? At this point, I think it's going to stay in the family forever.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
Right, and they're still going for $3,000. I mean, there's a lot on there for $1,800 and up. But looking at some of the Solts, are still $3,000-$4,000.
Wow.
So $30,000, I don't know. I mean, if he signed it, or depending on the subject matter.
I think that's retail, but it was, I guess a lot of the signatures were facsimiles. Because, again, over the time, I did some research on mm-hmm. this. It was called Banquet in Red, and it was an actual, and it was 18 out of 100. So the lower the number, the better it is. And it was one of his more, I guess, respected pieces of work. And, that's a retail price. Would I get that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's staying in the family.
I love it.
No, you guys
a great
better
story.
Not sell that damn thing.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely, Dan. Stay on the line. I feel like you're a front runner. I feel like you don't need to be a front runner for a pizza because you're the winner already with the Chagall. But hold on. That's a great story.
I do love Lou Malnati's pizza.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
All right, hold on, Dan. That's a good one, right? I know you like the Eastern Airlines stuff, but that's a good one.
Yeah, it's great that he held on to it, and I can relate to that story of not having enough money when you see it, because the time to buy is when you see it, and it's a frustrating thing when you have to, borrow money to get the item. So I know that feeling.
All right, this is from 630. It's a I have Salon magazines from 1898. From Barcelona that I purchased in Cuba. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
They're all over the place.
International magazine, Hunter. I couldn't find 1898 version of it, but, to have that kind of story that he bought them from
Barcelona and then or it was from Barcelona in Cuba.
In Cuba, yeah. I mean, that's an interesting story. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Al. Al, what do you want to brag about, Al?
Well, I got a Beanie Baby, which isn't that important now, but it was from Wrigley Field for Harry Carey.
Huh. Okay.
And the story behind it was they had, back then, we were crazy about Beanie Babies for our kids, and Wrigley Field had this Harry Carey Day, so I took my granddaughter, my neighbor's kid, and a niece to Wrigley Field to get the Beanie Baby.
Yeah, right on.
When we get there, they had no Beanie Babies to give us. They said they're all out of them.
No.
So I was pretty upset. Back then, I carried a big camcorder. I'd film us on the L platform. Where are we going? To Wrigley Field. What are we going for? Beanie Baby. So I filmed the ballpark, and I'm saying, how could they be out of Beanie Babies? The stands are empty. There's not 10,000 people, let alone 10,000 kids. Where did all these Beanie Babies go?
Right. Well, obviously, that was the height of the Beanie Baby craze, so a lot of those were probably falling off the truck and making it to the stadium.
Right. So I got to work, and I'm telling the guys at work, and they said, I'd ride Cubs Park and ask them, what happened to the Beanie Babies? You got a movie. There's no 10,000 people in
the
park.
Right, right, right.
There's probably
I did.
What'd they say?
2 weeks later, I got a letter, a little box on my front porch. I opened it up. There's three Beanie Babies. A letter saying they sent the wrong Beanie Babies to the park, so they didn't give them out.
Oh, wow.
And I had a nice baseball cap for my trouble, too.
That's nice.
There you go. I gave my granddaughter, the neighbor, and my niece a Beanie Baby, and they were shocked that I didn't keep them all.
Yep.
You know, but that's my story.
I love it. That's a great one, too.
That is good.
Al, it's awesome.
For what it's worth, the Harry Carey Beanie Baby now in mint condition is like a $30 beanie. So just so you know.
Just so
but
you know,
the story was worth more than
the letter
that.
Is better, yeah. Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
That's a good one, man.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That's a couple stories tonight. Look at this. All right. I have a... This is all right. This is my contribution. I really loved the Chagall one,
mm-hmm.
Dan, and you like the Eastern Airlines mm-hmm. one, Edwin. This is mine. You ready?
Okay.
This is from 847. I have a metal garbage can lid that is stamped "City of Chicago, Jane Byrne, Mayor."
Nice. I would definitely keep that, and I'd probably buy it if I saw it in an estate sale.
That's what I'm talking about. I love that stuff. I love that stuff.
Yeah, that is, I would definitely put that in a man cave or in the garage, you know.
Well, you got to make some art out of it or something, but the idea of a metal garbage can lid
that
I love that this person kept.
Mm-hmm.
It's stamped, City of Chicago, Jane Byrne, Mayor.
Very nice.
I love it. Oh, this is such it's so great to have this back. So much good stuff. That one's that's got to be a top fiver right there.
Yep.
The metal garbage can lid.
Yep.
Because that's worth nothing.
It's better than the Jody Davis baseball card, I think it was, or what was that last time?
Yeah. All right, how about this? I inherited, this is 312, I inherited a cigar box full of vintage Riverview Amusement Park ski ball tickets.
Wow.
Wow. Various types and values. Do they have any value? Norm. This is Norm at 312. A cigar box full of vintage Riverview Amusement Park ski ball tickets.
Yeah, normally Riverview does have some value. The most common thing people will sell would be the picture frame with the tickets around it and some pictures of the park. Postcards of the park can do well. The big items are anything from the arcade, like the toys that the guns they would use in the arcade.
Oh, yeah, right.
The actual arcade used items, not so much the prizes. That's where, the big money is with Riverview. Hmm. But those tickets, I mean, if you were to sell them, you can sell five at a time.
And that's got to be, that's like nostalgia. People love that. Everybody wants Riverview.
That
stuff.
Would definitely sell for Riverview, because it's not a common, thing from Riverview.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Swap meet here with Greg Flamm at 2PagePicker, both on Twitter and Facebook and also Instagram. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. We got more texts to get to, including the ringside ticket for Tunney Dempsey, September 22nd, 1927. How about that, huh? Good stuff here in Extension 720. Stay with us. Extension 720 and the swap meet here on 720 WGN. Greg Flamm is in the building. He's in studio. You can get him at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And we continue going around the horn, trying to get everybody in. I got a bunch of texts and some calls to get to as well. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you want to brag about, Mark?
I used to collect baseball cards from 86 to 91, and I got out of it, but then later on I came across an 85 Donruss rookie card set, or not rookie, but whole team sets. And I was just curious. I know they've come down in a lot in value, but it's loaded with all kinds of rookies from
85
Dwight Gooden
awesome,
to Kirby Puckett and Darryl Strawberry. And I was just wondering if that has any what the current value would that be?
Yeah, not an expert in baseball cards, but looking up that year,
it's the best year in baseball.
It is. It got kind of weird after that because just so much mass produced. So
I thought you meant baseball. 80s baseball got weird after that, dude.
Yeah, but the but like you said, the rookie cards, Kirby Puckett. I'm looking here. I know it's not 85, but a 2004 Donruss Kirby Puckett rookie card.
How is that even possible?
It's like, it's not. It says recollection, but it's $500 is what it's sold for. That's not.
Well, that's because Kirby died, right?
Yeah. So, that's a good era to be in. Anything 85 and earlier is the era you want to be in. So,
I was going to say, man, we can just get into some of the 85 baseball players if you want to, Mark. We can just go deep.
Yeah, Justin Wold.
I know Juan Samuel and Von Hayes were on that Phillies team. There's lots of good cards that are going to be in that set.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. I know it was coveted back then, and even, like I said, in
Right.
I was wondering when I finally got one, and you know, just the same with Gooden, how he used to be, you know, the best, and then went to cocaine and lost everything.
Strawberry, but, and Mookie Wilson was on that team. Was Wally Backman on that team at that point? Yeah?
I think he was 86.
Yeah, it's 85, 86. There you go.
But you're getting an idea. Box.
You're derailing. I'm derailing the segment by talking about 85 Mets. I love it.
Yep. But a box of unopened cards, you could probably expect about 150 is what I'm saying, from 1985, if they're still wrapped, you know, wax, paper, all that. Because I see two here that sold, two boxes, still wrapped, $300.
So. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, the best thing is open up unopened packages.
Yeah.
Just to see what you get.
That's
true, man.
It's a hard decision because you devalue sometimes, but you could have a good rookie card in there.
If you can go ahead and open up that set right now and see if Tim Wallach is in there from the Expos.
Nice.
Third baseman. All right, Mark. Stop.
Thanks for calling.
Stop.
Okay, back on.
All right, I'm back. I'm having too much fun today.
Yep.
I have a book by Charles Lindbergh of Flight and Life, I think 1948.
Hmm.
And it was a first edition. The preface is something I wish our president would read. Yeah, okay. Charles Lindbergh of Flight and Life, 1948. Hmm.
I see a signed one here for $2,500.
Wow.
I'm trying to find actual sold. Let's see.
Wow. There you go. They want $2,500, but they're going to get
$39. Yeah, right. That's the thing. You can ask for anything.
Ringside ticket. I mentioned this before. 847 says the Tunney Dempsey fight, September 22nd, 1927. Oh! I don't know Tunney. I know Dempsey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could be. My boxing knowledge doesn't go back to 1927, but.
And what was the item again?
It was a ringside ticket.
Oh, a ticket, okay.
So a ticket to the fight. Tunney Dempsey fight. September 22nd, 1927. Wow.
Let's see.
How about that?
Yeah, that's a thing. If you get it graded, it's about
$1,250.
Wow. So that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one. We got a scorecard with Ron Santos' autograph. And the first day, Ron Santos. That's what's written.
Nice.
Is this a different Ron? Oh, Ronald Santos. He's a left fielder for... No, Ron Santo. His autograph from the first day he played in Wrigley Field.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not bad, right? Scorecard with Ron Santo.
Yeah, I'd probably guess $50 to $75 auction.
Okay. That's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep going. I want to get to the train one. There was one we had on here.
I couldn't find that. Chicago Northwestern.
Yeah, but I love the story.
It's perfect. Story.
All right. I lost it somewhere in here. Found Rossi's corn stalk or corn ear, but I can't find the... There was a good one here. I have a Chicago and Northwestern train set. Everything original, even the track, except the transformer, of course, used because I played with it, was the set they gave to employees back in the early 70s. I am told there were only 50 sets made. Yeah.
Could not find that.
What's the company? There's a company out, I think it's a Northwest Indiana company, where they just do videos of train sets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because that was a huge hit in our house when Miles was like four.
Yeah, I just came across a videotape of that. Yeah,
it's a videotape, and it's just they put some music on, and mm-hmm. they just show the train going around the track and around the track.
The other interesting thing is they use the Department 56 Christmas decor with the train set, so it kind of blends both of those collectibles in there.
There you go.
But yeah.
All right, I got a brass elephant rotary phone. It's heavy. It's about 10 inches tall by a foot wide. Seems nostalgic. Might be worth something. I mean, that's always tough, right? Because that you really have to know exactly what it is and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, if he wants to send a picture, you know, through Facebook, I'll research that. It's one-of-a-kind type item or very rare.
I would like to give the pizza to the metal garbage lid, but I believe that we're all in agreement that it's got to go to Dan for the Chagall story. What do you think?
That was a great
one. Dan's going to get the pizza. Is that good by you, Pete? Pete agrees. Edwin was close with the Eastern Airlines posters.
That's a good story.
And also the metal garbage lid that says Jane Byrne on it. That also was good. It's time to wrap up the swap meet. I'm so excited. We could go on for hours, Greg. This is so fun.
Yep.
So great to have you back here. It's going to be Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. If they want to get a hold of you in the weeks ahead, you can get you at DuPage Picker on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. You're everywhere.
Everywhere, yep.
Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming on. Looking forward to next Wednesday.